The John Murray Show on RTE Radio 1 with SuperValue Travel Insurance. Don't worry about a thing with Great Value Travel Insurance online at supervalue.ie.
And the dispute over flying the Union flag at council buildings has been kind of rumbling on all year in Northern Ireland, and you probably wouldn't be surprised to hear that the flag debate has been ongoing for decades. In 1934, let's go right back, it was even the catalyst for a row in cycling, of all things, that was to see some of Ireland's best athletes being prevented from competing internationally and confined to competing on the roads of Ireland alone. And 60 years ago, last Thursday, that all came to a head. Well, historian Ryle Dwyer has the full story, and it's a pretty complicated story. So Ryle, welcome to the program. First of all, there was a split between cycling federations, isn't that it? How did that all happen?
Well, there was a split in 1934 because the International Cycling Federation insisted that the Irish element should get together and decide on a flag. The northern people didn't want to, some of the unionists didn't want to compete under the tricolour. And Ono Duffy, who was president of the Irish Olympic Committee and also president of the NACA in 1932, had agreed with the northerners that they would have a flag of the four provinces. But O'Duffy couldn't persuade the NACA to accept this. And the International Cycling Federation insisted before the Congress of the NACA in 1934 that they had to make an agreement with the Northern element. And the NACA just ignored this. In fact, they started a wholly irrelevant controversy at the time by deciding that they were going to introduce women's athletics into this country, that there'd be a national championships in women's athletics in five different events, and that there would be a women's event in every open meeting. And this caused controversy when Father John Charles McQuaid, the president of Blackrock College, announced that you couldn't have this. Special care must be had of Christian modesty in young women and girls, which is so gravely impaired by any kind of exhibition in public, he declared. He wouldn't have it. And all of a sudden, the NSA backed down and conceded, they announced that the decision of Congress was not be implemented.
But hold on, just on that one there, and John Charles McQuaid, surely Catholic women were competing in other countries?
Like, they were. But Ireland was Ireland, and it looked like, I mean, if you look at from the Northern Unionist perspective, it was this priest just speaks out, and all of a sudden they all grovel before him, and they run away from a decision of Congress.
Well, then let's just go back then to the bicycles for a second and leave the women aside just for one moment, because on August 27, 1955, 60 years ago, we're talking about Frascati in Italy. Let's take it outside of Ireland. They went international, or did they? What happened?
Well, what happened? The NCA, National Cycling Association, which was a subsidiary of the NACA, sent four cyclists to compete in Frascati in the International Road Championships. Now, they didn't have official recognition. It so happened that the CRE, which represented the 26 counties, and the Northern Ireland Cycling Federation, representing the six counties, had a united team there. Mm. And the two teams were there. There was no problem until they reached the starting line. And then all of a sudden, the controversy started between the two that the
NCA and the CRE. There's a lot of acronyms here. So, like, did trouble
the
actually...
CRE was Cumann Rothaíochtna Héireann, the 26-county organisation.
And, like, were there fisticuffs on the line?
There was. Mick Crystal got in a hassle, and one policeman intervened and got punched in the face. And as a result, Crystal spent 3 days in jail. The Irish, the NCA riders were ejected from the race. They weren't allowed to take part. And it's just the same thing happened. I think you have to look at this as well, that in 1955, Ross Talton had gone into Northern Ireland. The first stage was from Dublin to Newry, and there had been no problem. The second stage was from Newry to Sligo, and it went through counties Down, Armagh, Fermanagh, and Tyrone. Yeah. And there was cooperation with the Gardaí and the Royal Ulster Constabulary. There were no problems. So it came as a surprise that this controversy in Frascati near Rome, and it was a United Irish team that had been entered by the CRA.
Well, then hold on,
NICF.
Is the Ross Tarleton what we know now to be the Tour of Ireland?
Yeah, it was the Tour of Ireland, and it was at the time. I remember as a kid, it seemed to have the interest of the Tour de France.
Yeah,
there was a tremendous popularity for it.
But I mean, like the Crystals. I mean, Mick and Joe, etc. I mean, it's fair to say they like to stir up a bit of trouble.
Well, Joe Crystal was involved. He was the inspiration and the driving force in Ross Tarleton, and he was also a rabid Republican, and he was involved in the border campaign, which started in 1956. He was considered so militant that he was actually expelled from the IRA. And then he tried to have another incident similar to what happened in Frascati at the Melbourne Olympics. The Paddy Fitzgerald, the winner of that year's Ross Tarleton, lined up with Tom Gerard of Meath, who was living in Australia at the time, and Tom Flanagan of Meath, who came out with Paddy to compete in the games. But of course, once they got to the line, they were ejected because they had no number. They were arrested, and ironically, they were arrested by First Constable J.P. Cronin, whose parents had come from West Cork, and Cronin invited the three lads to dinner at his house afterwards. And I just happened to meet Paddy Fitzgerald last night, and I told him that the article was appearing today as Irish Examiner, and that I'd be on the radio. And I asked him what kind of night did they have, and he said they had a great night, that, as far as he could remember, that Cronin was very concerned and he was upset that he was involved, and he was really hospitable.
Yeah, well, hold on.
Paddy couldn't remember the details.
Well, let's just keep the international thing open for a second, because, like, in the Examiner today, you have when Republicans got on their bikes for United Ireland, all the details are there, but of which you've written in the paper. But just, like, you mentioned Australia. Did it go on then to the Munich Olympics of 72?
Well, this was one of the things I did. In 72, Ireland tried, there were four-man teams, but the NCA tried to slip seven men into the race. There were four at the starting line, but three of them were discovered and ejected. One of them, Pat Healy, managed to ride in the race. And then on the first circuit, three men came out of the woods and joined the race on their bicycles. One of them was Batty Flynn from Killoglan, County Kerry, and Batty Flynn took the lead in the race to the consternation of the commentators, because he had no number and they didn't know who he was. And then Jack O'Mangan, the winner of that year's Ross Tarleton, got in a hassle with one of the Northern riders, Noel Taggart. Now, it was a United Irish team again. The Northern Ireland Cycling Federation and CRA had combined to form a team. And Jack Lynch happened to be
in Munich on the same
day,
yeah.
And he was incensed. These team representatives were cycling for Ireland, and the interference was a travesty of sportsmanship.
Yeah, but I assume that given
no credit on the country.
The massacre at the Munich Olympics, I presume a lot of this might have paled into insignificance in terms of being an international story. And by the way, Joe Crystal, you mentioned earlier on, he was part of the crowd that blew up Nelson's Pillar as well. Can I just, because we don't have an awful lot of time, I just want to go back to the women racing thingamabob and Archbishop McQuaid. Was this backed by the Irish Independent newspaper at the time? And like, there was a lot of people who would have said, yeah, good man there, Mr. McQuaid, or Archbishop.
When the Archbishop wrote a letter to the Secretary of the NACA, and the Irish Independent came out with an editorial fully endorsing his stand, and the NACA ran for the hills.
And what about the Pope? Did he get involved at all?
The future Archbishop McQuaid, he was only Father John Charles McQuaid at the time, he cited a 1929 encyclical.
Of course, yeah, no doubt he read a pastoral letter.
Women appearing in public.
Okay, so finally then, did the NCA go along with this? I mean, were women banned from competing?
Well, the NCA just dropped the thing. It wasn't the case of banning him. They just forgot about their motion that they were going to set up a women's championship.
Right, well, listen, Ryle, thank you very much. We have gone out of time, but thank you very much indeed for talking to us in the programme this morning. 6 decades after a controversial world amateur road race, you're looking back on the whole thing, but when Republicans got on their bikes for United Ireland, and that's in the Examiner today.